It is that time on a Friday. It's football season. It's sports talk. We've got our ducks in a row. And with that thought, turn our attention to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Yeah, we're coming off the bye. Just two Saturdays left in the regular season. Follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports, online at ParamountSports.com. Lee Sterling joins us. Lee, how are things?
Good, good. Did you check out game day last Saturday?
Just a little bit. I was actually back east, and I saw it was pretty nuts.
Pretty nice. How about this? There was a statement issued by the head of the graduate school, University of Miami. I think those on the lake, they had the sailboats going on campus. They had the diving team, the swimming team, and the co-eds and the bathing suits. Must have done a number on some people. That coupled with a big win, but they had more applicants to the grad school from on Monday than they had the previous month.
By the way, as someone who's detested Notre Dame for about 45 years, and it was more emphatic when Lou Holtz was the coach there, that was an electric scene Saturday. I assume you were there, and it was glorious.
Yep. Yeah, you know, I've been to a lot of games, you know, dating back to the 70s. In the Orange Bowl, I traveled with my dad. He was a team dentist. For the University of Miami for over 25 years. So I've been everywhere. I've been to Alabama. I've been to Ohio State. I've been to some of the top venues. This new stadium, since the addition where they've added the roof to Hard Rock Stadium, it was one of the five loudest games I've ever been at. I mean, it started an hour before the game. They were chanting overrated to the Notre Dame team. And, I mean, even the players for Notre Dame said they had never witnessed anything like it before. I mean, the crowd was out of their minds, and the team responded.
Yeah, that was awesome. All right, let's get to the task at hand. USC's already clinched the South. They'll play either the Washington schools or Stanford for the title. They host UCLA in the crosstown rivalry. I think the Bruins might be a couple of bad weeks from a coaching search. The odds makers posted a pretty big number, Trojans minus 16. What gives in this one?
You know, you're watching UCLA, and they just don't have a playmaker on any level on the defense. I mean, it reminds me of some of those movies. You know, you watch Braveheart and some of those other war movies, and the general's telling the troops to engage, and they're looking at him like he's crazy. So, they don't have guys that can make plays. You know, it's third and five and stop a guy before the chains. I don't see how they're going to stop Jones or you know, any type of passing attack from USC here. I'm going to lay the 16. Normally, I take the points in rivalry games, but I like USC here 42-21.
All righty. 45 miles to the north of where I'm sitting. The Beavers hoping to avoid a second winless conference season the past 3 years. And a lot of people have been showing up in Corvallis disguised as empty seats. Place was half empty the last home game.
Yep.
Arizona State is in. Todd Graham might be in a little bit of hot water. They've got to have this or play Arizona for a bowl. The sports books here say Sparky by 7. What are you thinking?
Yeah, you know, I think it might be a lot. You know, Wilkins has been okay, but in conference play, 7 games, he has 5 touchdown passes, 4 interceptions. And at least the Beavers, you know, they're playing hard every single week. They're scoring some points here. Arizona State on the road's never been, you know, a team that you want to back here. I'm going to take the points. Wouldn't shock me if Oregon State wins this game outright.
All righty. Yep. Let's go as we continue with Lee Sterling at ParamountSports.com. Oregon hosting Arizona. Justin Herbert returning to the lineup just in time to make a move that's salvaging a winning season. Wildcats saw their starter Brandon Dawkins knocked out against Colorado game 5. And now Khalil Tate, who nobody ever heard of, is in the Heisman conversation. This game was off the board. Then it posted yesterday as a pick 'em. How do you see this one playing out?
It's moving up. It's 2.5 most places now. So I think you gotta look at the Ducks here. Coming off the bye, gives them some time to game plan here. You know, this Arizona defense doesn't impress me at all. They seem to wear down late. Not a whole lot of depth. So I like the Ducks here. I think they win this game. High-scoring game, 48-40.
All righty. Wow, keep the scoreboard operator busy. Let's move to the NFL. Now past the halfway point of the season. Really interesting game in the Twin Cities. Rams and Vikings, couple of 7-2 teams. Mike Zimmer says he's sticking with Case Keenum despite the availability of Teddy Bridgewater. He's the hot hand. He's won 5 in a row. And, of course, Keenum was the Rams starter until they drafted Jared Goff. Yep. A lot of great storylines. Vegas likes the purple people by 2. How do you see this one?
You know, I'm watching golf last year, and I'm saying this guy is just not a player. I mean, I was shocked. I didn't think that this kid was going to do anything. But, you know, he's really come on, and, you know, I really think that their offense are leading the league. And, you know, they're averaging 33 points a game. They scored over 40 three separate times. So I think they're the right side here. Minnesota got lucky. You know, they played a bunch of really bad quarterbacks this year. So I'm going to take L.A. I have them winning this game here, something like 31-20.
All righty. Monday night here in the Great Northwest, the defending NFC champ Falcons are in Seattle. 6-3 Seahawks, Atlanta 5-4. Julio Jones tweaked an ankle. Looks like he'll go. Of course, Seahawks lost Richard Sherman. Though they do think Earl Thomas might be back at safety. They got another corner, Shaquille Griffin, questionable with a shoulder injury. But home team laying 3 in this one. Which way are you leaning here?
You know, I'm leaning with Atlanta. I think Atlanta's going to be one of these teams that probably goes on a roll. You know, they could end up winning, you know, 6 out of 7. You know, I saw with Sarkisian, they were really starting to put it together last week on offense. So a good situation here where, you know, they're going to be facing a defense that's, you know, without Sherman. And I just don't think they have anyone that can cover Julio Jones. So, you know, I'm watching the Seattle team, and now Atlanta, all of a sudden, they can get some pressure on the defense. They had 8 sacks last week. I'm gonna call for the upset. Wrong team's favorite. I have Atlanta winning this game 30-27.
All righty, and as always, when you come on, we like to kind of personalize the games for the locals, maybe the big ones on the national stage, which is fun, but your service is about finding those advantageous matchups for your clients. Your game of the week, Huskies hoping to stay on course for a big Apple Cup with the Cougs. They host Utah. What do the folks need to know to get that game and all you guys at Paramount Sports has to offer?
Well, they can call me here at the office, 800-400-9741. We'll give them that game for free. You want to build a bankroll headed into the holidays. We have 7 games, $77. So it's going to be a fun time of year. We're winning. 7 games, $77. Just check it out, ParamountSports.com.
All right. Hey, Lee, always appreciate it. You, we'll talk next week before Thanksgiving. We'll figure it out, right?
Okay. Sounds good, Steve.
All right, take it easy.